You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Welcome to our Banzai Retro Audio Memories Time Capsule Podcast Series. This is not our standard podcast episode, which is to say it's a compilation of audio memories for a specific retro year only. During the duration of this episode, you'll hear auditory retro memories for a specific year. We'll be playing commercials, movie trailers, theme songs from popular television shows, Billboard hit songs, and possibly some important news segments. Basically, whatever the hell we think is cool to share for your auditory pleasure. We thank you for listening, and get ready as the launch into this Banzai Retro Club audio memory time capsule is imminent. And as always, we remind you, please be excellent to each other. Just entered the year 1974.
Everything you've heard about us Miami girls is true. We're always on the move. I'm Judy, and I was born to fly. Fly me to Houston. National has non-stop DC-10s every day. Or fly me to New Orleans on the only DC-10s. You can fly me morning, afternoon, or night. Just say when. I'm Judy, and I was born to fly.
Fly Judy. Fly National.
All right, Herbie. Let's get going.
Miss Harris, let's stop kidding ourselves, shall we? This is just an ordinary little car. Like a million other ordinary, rather unattractive little...
I don't think you should have said that. Herbie's very sensitive about his appearance.
From Walt Disney Productions, Herbie the Love Bug rides again in his funniest and most exciting adventures. Over the Golden Gate Bridge. Crashing high society. Tracking lively trails of comedy. Mingling with San Francisco's elite.
Was that anyone we know?
A friend to most.
Get that car! Get her alive!
That lovable four-cylinder Disney character with a mind of his own is everywhere.
All right, Herbie. But you'll never convince me this is a shortcut to Vern's Market.
We're going to tow him out of here.
Let's go.
But through it all, Herbie has a way of bringing people together.
Herbie, come on! Leave that thing alone!
Herbie! Heal Herbie!
See? Just needs a firm hand.
You know something, Willoughby? Sometimes you really surprise me.
Romance sparks between Ken Berry and Stephanie Powers with Herbie as a matchmaker. Keenan Wynn is the unscrupulous Alonzo Hawk, whose explosive ways threaten Herbie's firehouse home.
He's your uncle?
Yes, that's why I happen to know Uncle Alonzo has a heart.
For Helen Hayes as Grandma Steinmetz, Herbie goes out of his way as a companion and protector.
Another of your shortcuts, Herbie?
Where is she now?
She's driving like a madman.
Then Herbie comes through with some tricks of his own.
Oh, Herbie, behave yourself. You knocked my glasses off.
And how Herbie the Love Bug gets into so much trouble is fun to see.
Go, go, go! I get out!
Will you be going out for a while, Mr. Hawk?
3 minutes to go, Steinmetz, before I grind this dump to powder.
Mr. Hawk! Herbie must have gone for help.
Come along as Herbie and friends ride again, whether by land or by sea. It's fun and surprises all the way. Walt Disney Productions' Herbie the Love Bug Rides Again.
We would snatch 200,000 acres of Indian territory, which we have deemed unsafe for their use at this time. They're such children.
200,000 acres? 200,000 acres? What'll it cost, man? What'll it cost?
A box of these.
Are you crazy? They'll never go for it. And then again, they might. Little red devils, they love toys. May I try one?
Please do, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. These things are defective.
Right as usual, sir.
Show off,
sir. Just sign this, sir, right here.
Okay, give us a hand here.
All right, sir.
Work, 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 work. Hello, boys. Have a good night's rest. I missed you.
Just one more bill for you to sign, sir.
What the hell is this?
This is the bill that will convert the State Hospital for the Insane into the William J. LePetitmane Memorial Gambling Casino for the Insane.
Gentlemen, this bill will be a giant step forward in the treatment of the insane gambler.
Yes, bravo.
Thank you, Hedy, thank you.
It's not Hedy, it's Hedley, Hedley Lamar.
The hell are you worried about? This is 1874. You'll be able to sue her.
Just sign right here, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Help me in with this. Help me in with this. Help me in with this.
Think of your secretary.
That was a very good suggestion.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Okay, is that it? Anything else?
Just this urgent telegram from Rockbridge that arrived last Friday.
Last Friday? Read it. You wild bitch.
Sheriff murdered. Church meeting bombed. Reign of terror must cease. Send your sheriff immediately.
Holy underwear! Sheriff murdered? Innocent women and children blown to bits? We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Give the governor a harumph.
Harumph! You may never own your moment without trying.
When you discover quality in yourself, that's a good time for you to discover why Olympia tastes like no other beer in America.
So come along and have a nice cold Olympia one more time.
You owe yourself the best beer in the land.
Olympia, beer doesn't get any better.
Heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent 4 lonely days in a brown L.A. haze, and I just want you back by my side. Yes, it's been quite a summer. Rent-a-cars and westbound trains. And now you're off on vacation. Something try to explain. And darling, it's I look so That's the reason I just let you go. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I can't help it, honey, you're that much a part of me now. Remember that night in Montana when we said there'd be no room for doubt? I hope you're enjoying the scenery. I know that it's pretty up there. We can go hiking on Tuesday. With you I'd walk anywhere. California has worn me quite thin. I just can't wait to see you again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side.
You can make so many fakes, so many good things with Bisquick, and you make them Bisquick.
1, 2, 3 biscuits, 1, 2, 3 pancakes. With Bisquick, the 7 basic recipes on the box are as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just mix, spoon, and bake.
You can make so many, bake so many good things with Bisquick, and you bake on Bisquick.
Good evening. This is the 37th time I have spoken to you from this office, where so many decisions have been made that shaped the history of this nation. Each time I have done so to discuss with you some matter that I believe affected the national interest. In all the decisions I have made in my public life, I have always tried to do what was best for the nation. Throughout the long and difficult period of Watergate, I have felt it was my duty to persevere, to make every possible effort to complete the term of office to which you elected me. In the past few days, however, it has become evident to me that I no longer have a strong enough political base in the Congress to justify continuing that effort. I would have preferred to carry through to the finish, whatever the personal agony it would have involved. And my family unanimously urged me to do so. But the interests of the nation must always come before any personal considerations. From the discussions I have had with congressional and other leaders, I have concluded that because of the Watergate matter, I might not have the support of the Congress that I would consider necessary to back the very difficult decisions and carry out the duties of this office in the way the interests of the nation will require. I have never been a quitter. To leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body. But as president, I must put the interests of America first. America needs a full-time president and a full-time Congress, particularly at this time with problems we face at home and abroad. To continue to fight through the months ahead for my personal vindication would almost totally absorb the time and attention of both the president and the Congress in a period when our entire focus should be on the great issues of peace abroad and prosperity without inflation at home. Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office.
Have it your way. Have it your way. Have it your way at Burger King.
May I help you, sir?
Two Whoppers, two Whopper Juniors, and four Coca-Cola. And would I have to wait long if you made one Whopper with no pickle and no lettuce?
No, sir. Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way.
Oh, well, in that case, could I have the other Whopper with extra ketchup?
Sure. We can serve your broiled beef Whopper fresh with everything on topper. Any way you think is proper, have it your way.
Now, that's the way to do things. Our way.
Have it your way. Have it your way at Burger King. At Burger King.
This week in TV Guide, a look at why the doors in the hallowed halls of Congress are barred to radio and television, and a report on the movement that's underway to unlock those doors. The story makes interesting reading in TV Guide.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Met the greatest earthquake ever known. High on the rapids, it struck their tiny raft and plunged them down 1,000 feet below to the land.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
Bonsai!